I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more. Only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hello and welcome to part two of the Stella Firma season two bloopers, because we know that if nothing else, our fans are gluttons for the punishment that is our consistent and abject failure. Look, this feels negative. They're fun. They're bloopers. They're supposed to be fun. Enjoy them. Don't cry. Stop crying.
Chauncey, you present your elaborate portrayal in front of Big John John and he falls over dead with surprise.
Sorry.
Didn't expect to go there, but it did.
I sidle up to her and say, "Hey there, chicken. Want to dance?" What skill do I use for that?
You didn't use your voice.
Sorry.
And remember,
"Hey there, chicken." That's not the voice.
Well, hey there, chicken.
sorry. Shall we just have it so like, well, okay, so we fail. What happens now? I think you know what happens, Trexel.
Okay.
Me put the foot in the
just, this is proof that it's the foot is not on
wait,
me.
Wait, Tim, we've been
this
rumbled.
This is
we've been
proof.
No.
You introduced it.
We're not
you
saying...
want the foot. Oh, you keep asking for the foot.
Okay.
We've never denied.
This has now been recorded. Jenny just said, "You want the foot."
You want the foot.
Somebody... And that is on audio.
Somebody cut that out for something unsavory.
Okay.
You
okay.
Want the foot.
All right. Right, so okay.
Some sort of musical remix.
Yes.
You
want the foot.
You want the foot.
You want the foot. Well, it was lovely to see you, Hartro, and I hope we do better next time. I don't fucking know. I hope you fall down a well. Hartro, fuck you.
Pooping.
What?
I was pooping.
I don't think we're having that, Ben.
Why not?
Pooping in the corner.
Why not?
Really?
I have my pod.
I have a toilet. It's been explicitly established. Why does he just neg me? Honestly,
I don't like the pooping.
I said poop. I'm not actually pooping, Tim.
You made me uncomfortable.
This is not going to become poo play.
I was almost going to stop you and say, why not put on an out of office?
I'm sorry, David Seven cannot be reached at this time.
Correct, David.
You might very well say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
Right, okay, cool. That's good.
The Trexel Geisman 10 Steps to Sales Success Program.
Oh, yes.
That's not its name.
Trexel Geisman.
There's a word domination in there somewhere, but yeah.
Trexel Geisman 10 Steps to Sales Domination. Right.
So that's something about your character that I was like, this could absolutely be in the edit.
Can we, right.
Just, what do I clap? I haven't thought of anything yet. I was just like, Tim, stop.
Tim, I wasn't ready. Why did you do this to me, Tim?
I'll think of something at the end of this clap. That didn't work. Right.
Well, to be fair, it's the improv way.
Are you human?
Am I human?
Or are you dancer?
Is it that?
That's...
I was about to have an existential moment and you made a Coldplay reference.
It's the Killers.
Is it Killers?
Yeah.
Basically the same thing at this stage.
Hey!
Take that.
Also might be Brown of Flowers' solo album. Trexel, check your pass lock.
Oh, my what?
Pass lock.
My pass lock?
Yes, because passports are because you can pass through ports. And we have airlocks, so you can pass through airlocks.
Oh, I apologize.
I'm building here.
I apologize.
It's really good. It's a deep cut, but I'm very proud of it.
Okay.
I realise you're that context, but once I've explained it, it makes a whole bunch of sense.
Okay. And we were... Oh, hello, agent. I hadn't thought of anything to say. Agent 4269.
Nice.
Do you like how we've walked? Because
if you can't find a titty bar, David, you make a titty bar. Yes, we are recording now.
And that was to you, David.
Yes.
David in the editing booth.
Oh, God, did you start?
I did.
Oh, no.
Lucy.
Graph friend. Lucy, the graph friend. Graph. The better blah friend that you ever had.
I'm not very good at this. Oh, yeah, and I'm a fucking king.
Well.
Oh, everything has this tune. Have you noticed everything has this tune? Because it's the tune I like to do.
Well, you sell it well.
You can't do this.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I actually didn't mean to do that. Okay, ready. Right. Not having fun. Nobody's having fun. You're not having fun.
You're doing it still.
No one's having fun.
Shut up. Stop moving, looking at me or talking.
A ruthless obfuscator. Who could love a ruthless obfuscator? Who could love a double obfuscator?
Something snarky about how this reflects on Trexel.
Yeah. You've learned our format.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you had nothing, did you?
Don't ask me questions. Give me suggestions.
Oh!
I didn't can think of anything. Oh, I'm tired. Where?
David, I need paper towels.
Okay, in the drawer.
Oh, I'm going to burn them. Oh, yeah,
what? No.
Paper's for fire.
Nope.
Call back.
Pat Scrum. How lovely to see. I couldn't remember what we discovered.
That's fine. I slightly forgot myself.
I'm so glad to see you. Close enough. Good. Okay. Keep doing tens.
Ten for Tim.
I guess that is your name, but...
Keep doing tens.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Jokes and Puppets. I'm joined by Jonathan Jokes.
Thank you, Stanley Puppets.
That's okay. Jokes and Puppets, deadle-a-do.
Well, okay.
And then we're back to the status quo.
Yay, status
quo. Nailed it.
Diddler, it's the best status to be in. It's the status quo.
Try that one more time, and I will push your face through a table.
Sorry.
Maybe a bit direct threat of violence.
I will push my face through this table.
Push my face through your face.
If you're a person who likes order, needless, needless? If you're a person who likes order, needless, fuck me. Laugh in your face and ask you to leave, so...
I'm really sorry.
Do you see what we do for the art, David? Do you see what we've done to ourselves? Can you hear our voices? I'm so husky now.
After that line, I'm all ready to put up with him.
Good morning, David. Seven.
I need to comment on the strange noise.
But just good morning anyway.
Oh, we're so gonna, much thanks, for a nice
clean cut. For
don't worry, David. No, this is genuine stuff. this isn't us f***ing about. This is...
Although there was that one... Okay, right, ready?
Below your feet, yeah. You will see... six.
You will see a man kicking a desk.
I got too into it. I put my knee up and then I bumped the desk. I'm sorry.
So, okay, so you, you're going ooh and then
at your feet.
And, yeah, okay.
I'm very
then
sorry.
Six, yeah.
David Seven.
This is impossible, Trexel. You're just David murdering Seven. Us. You called her Trexel.
Sorry.
Well, I'm glad those nipples are going away, but honestly, this is a terrible idea
well,
and you shouldn't
we'll
do it.
Well, we'll see, won't we, David? Won't we?
What on
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, David, if you make a gaunt of us, I really won't blame you. And I will get on the train and come to Scotland and go through it just to show I care.
I've got good escape rooms in Scotland.
Are they known for it?
No, I think just Edinburgh and Glasgow are very good for it.
Okay.
But not no. Anyway, this is now I'm doing the... I'm sorry, David. It's his influence.
I think that Edinburgh has... It's escape rooms.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Rude.
Very rude. Right, okay. The very... Oh, buzz, buzz.
Good airplane moding.
I turned it off to look up a thing.
Yeah,
mate.
Absolute fool.
I'm just going to pause.
Can't believe I cannot work under these conditions.
Well, luckily these conditions are you're a prisoner on a, in space, so...
Well, David, I just... I doth.
You're very doth, good at words.
David, I doth protest thumeth. Forget thee, sir. I bite my thumb at thee.
My thumb! My delicious thumb!
Oh, no,
and I feel like it's brought us closer together in that we were compacted close to each other in a tube.
Yeah, physically, yes. Emotionally, I'm still very distant from you. Thank goodness. So,
Oh, hey, subtext, buddy.
What? What's a subtext?
Subtext
what
narrator.
Is a subtext? What is subtext? I don't understand.
We just do text.
Text or nothing.
I'll just say this, sotto voce. I don't know why I'm criticising you. I do it, and it's a good way of doing things, but...
Supertext, actually.
Super no. It's big text.
Stare at camera. David is angry at Trexel. Return.
Right, okay. David, you know how you've often been threatened with recycling?
Threatened?
Threatened? Shut up.
But, no, what I'm saying is, when I was going to court, we walked through the terrifle... The
terrifle?
Damn it.
It's a rifle.
Now it's me.
No, it's a trifle. It's a terrible trifle. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, I've become sick because I'm allergic to dairy. The DA is...
What's the DA's? What's the DA's name?
Dartro Dilts.
No, okay. No, that's good, but that's just very stupid. Dartro Dilts.
Ask me the name again.
It's a funny name.
Right, we're back in the room.
Hello.
Okay.
Why couldn't I just have this voice? Everything's so stressful.
Hi,
when
we're
two very soft characters. I'm just going to have a very calm discussion about things.
This is a podcast about lemon tea.
Lemon tea.
Okay, that's... He's made it weirdly sexual.
I've drunk lemon in
Why you. Would you ever say...
Lord.
Okay, you can never put... See? See what I mean?
Oh, you mean to engage in wound management.
Right, okay.
I keep forgetting that we are not doing this just to ourselves.
Yeah.
I am so sorry, Matt.
Sorry, oh, God, no! Oh, Maddie, I'm so sorry. We're sorry. Please contact HR for
just
the crimes.
Just put it on Patreon and put our f***ing crimes out there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
And-
Ah, you should be getting on with the complaint.
Ah, damn that DA Dartro Dilts. Her detrimental declarifications. Damn it! Damn it!
I'm gonna go. Do you want to take another swing at that? And then everyone could be like, oh my god, Tim's so good at doing this de-alliteration. God, they're such good improvers. They just do it all in one take.
I'm gonna regret this. Trexel?
Yes?
You're a PI.
I am.
What does PI stand for?
Personal... Idea person. I'd like another go at that, please. What's funnier? He's private investigator, but what's funnier than that?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I'm not good at this!
You have loads! You have loads! You have your own office! You've got your name! You can go outside! You can go to the astral bar! You can do so many things! And you're just sad because now you're in a f***ing...
all right, Jesus! All right.
Yeah. A bit of the artist crept out of the character there.
Yeah, apparently I'm really, Tim, jealous of all of your ability to go to bars and whatever. You're not allowed in. They're like, so where's your ID? And you're like, I'm a little baby.
I'm a little baby.
Okay, where do you want to take that from?
Okay, well, why don't you actually try?
Because trying is difficult, and I don't want to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well... if you don't want to try, why don't you just sit there quietly and I'll work it out?
Because that would make for a bad end to the podcast.
I needed to fart and sneeze. I was like, clench butts. Sorry, they've both gone. They both reabsorbed back into my body.
I killed them.
I'll just come out later.
Now I can't piss for 2 days.
I went for a scan at the hospital the other day and I had such bad farts the woman couldn't see my ovaries.
What, so your colon was so inflated that you couldn't...
We have literal x-rays that look through your body
and we cannot see. We've got a magnetic resonance machine that costs millions of pounds and your farts have defeated it.
All the way to Hayward's Heath to be told I had the farts. I was like, oh, f***ing no, you should smell my car. It's disgusting.
I'm afraid it's stink car. It's terminal.
We had to leave the car with all the doors open in the car park.
With all that, you were like, I mean, nobody's stealing this.
Oh, car! Oh, no!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, this is going to go into some extra content.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, have it. Do what you like with it. Let it be known.
Let it be known.
Okay. The next case we've got is from...
Case? That was last week, buddy.
Shut up.
Okay, let's take that word again.
I need to burp.
Hang on. Annie's going to have a burp.
Sorry. Okay.
You angled it into the mic.
Burp break.
I've got a burp. Hang on.
Burp.
So sorry.
Burp break.
Okay.
J'accuse!
Jab. Abused? Is that a f*** you?
Stunning.
Okay. Wow, that escalated.
J'accuse me again.
Bounce off me and that was awful. I shouldn't really...
I shouldn't have tried.
Never try.
Never try.
Right,
well,
do it
that's
again.
The Drexel Geissman way.
If you can't try, you can't fail.
J'accuse me again. J'accuse me again.
I am Rabba Zha, you are Goo.
Okay, we've had enough with the Zha.
I'm sorry. I want to say the words properly. Okay.
Well, anyway, I mean, but broadly, it's...
You can stop. Because it's you so
sorry. Boobies everywhere.
Unfortunately, the audio artifacts from the boob shaking has, of course, interference on the recording.
Have they?
No. No.
Of course not.
Your boobs are reverberating at the exact opposite of radio frequencies. That's eliminating any sound waves. It's just that what we'll do is they'll Foley put in shaking. So obviously, if you're continuously shaking...
I want to shake!
Look, I'm not here to tell people when they can
it's
and can't
shake. It's Sunday, all right? I want to shake. Jesus Christ.
But we'll put it in, because otherwise you'll get very tired as well. Yes.
Well, look what he's wearing.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, snap.
What?
Take that, throwing some shade.
I didn't get a choice. This is just the onesie I was given to...
Tim. I'm going to say it.
You can't say Yas Queen.
Can't I? Yas Queen.
Okay, you can, but you shouldn't.
Shouldn't I?
I don't know.
Shouldn't I?
Isn't that a little bit contemporary?
Since we've been like
Monopoly.
Well, we missed that one. Let's not slide
all right,
down the slippery slope.
I'm going to say throw shade and I'm going to say you dragged him.
Of thinking
but
things
I'm not
that
going...
like Paris existed.
Look,
I and...
watched RuPaul's Drag Race on an old Holland.
Ew.
What?
Like burped away from the, look, okay.
David,
so
you're very burpy today.
I have to burp away from the microphone, so that means I have to burp vaguely towards you.
Jenny.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Jenny.
Well,
I'm going
okay, to we
we've been doing this for 40 episodes.
So you're in
now.
The expediting.
Try and find out what they're trying to think of do for us. That was not a sentence. Help.
Try to find out to think of do for us. The only do for us around here is you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
A zinger, but hurtful.
Things now I've got some distance. I'm out of swinging range, so you can't get me.
So can you tell I've got a catchphrase for this episode? Is
gong.
Trying to recap the magic that was Cardinal Fang, you see.
You're always chasing that fang high.
Give me that fang high. Oh, that could be a good vampire high school sitcom.
What, fang high?
Fang high.
I found what kind of god I am. I'm that worm. I'm the flonk. Beep, beep.
I'm sorry. The Trexel you were looking for is not currently available.
I do like the idea that Trexel just can't say telekinetic.
Telekinetic.
I'm not the kind of god that can say that.
Kebelebekic.
Okay, right. Okay.
The think mover.
They call me the think mover. The thing shifter.
Wait, right. No, save it for the tape.
They call me the urban goose.
Right.
But you can learn a lot about from some... Fuck. You can learn a lot about from thumb.
I learned a lot just then.
Okay,
you
right.
Shouting at me.
Da-da.
Words, not a tone.
La 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 la. That's going to go to the editor, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, all this is. This is all going to Maddie.
Who's editing it? Oh, editoring it. Who's editoring is a word.
Well, wait. Hang on. Would you take a moment so Amy can burp?
Scratch and burp.
Burp break.
I'm a dog.
Hang on. Anyone else need to burp and scratch? Anything? No.
No, just Tim, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Number 48. Come back and talk to me.
Good. Lovely. Wonderful.
Like a pantomime dame.
Please.
Okay. Also, right. No. Oi. I waited a good 2 seconds, all
a
right?
Real,
I'm
beak.
A considerate laugher.
You're a considerate laughter. That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. That's
can't
right.
Can't take that and put it into bloopers, can we?
Put that in the bloopers. It's all beeps.
Full beats. I'm enjoying myself. Come on. Men. Come on, you men. You're both lanky pints of piss.
Oh, here come the piss men.
Oh, is that sorry? What ho? Do I see the piss men afore me? Piss men, piss men, let off the camera.
Didn't realise it was a piss man parade over here.
Nah, 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 the piss man parade. The
best thing about this is obviously any of Helen's. Helen is not being recorded, so we just started talking about piss men out of absolutely nowhere for completely no context.
Finally, the heat of the recording rooms has melted their brains. Okay, right.
They say that it's like it's like a butt crack full of mildew.
Wow. Okay. Book me in. Sign me up. Wowee. I think that might be the... I mean, look, deliver the line again. We've got to do that laughing. I think that is going to be the dirtiest that we've ever been on this podcast. So
a butt crack filled with mildew.
F***ing filthy.
Okay.
This is what we call a reference or a callback. We're building out the world to become a whole and real thing instead of just a bunch of garbage we've made up.
We don't have to do a joke. We could just do a reference. It's as good as.
Ha! I recognise that thing.
I do that. Right.
Really hashtag relatable content there.
Yeah. Hey, them sweet vines. Right, okay.
Anyway, aren't you going to fall down a pit anytime soon?
What do you mean?
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Yes, it is fun. It's fun to have male paraphernalia on your feet.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. The phrase male paraphernalia.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Are we keeping that male paraphernalia?
That is known as a double entendre.
Whoopsie.
A double intender. And I feel like if Round the Horn could do something like that, we should be able to do something like that. If we can get it past...
Are you going to say ooh-er?
Ooh-er ducky.
Ooh-er ducky.
Where are...
We're just all here. Sorry, I just went on for so long. Right. Okay.
All right. Just not vibing with my method. Fine. It's all right. It's all
It'll
good.
Be edited down. It'll be edited
It's called acting, Tim.
I don't know what
I'm
that
living
is.
In the moment.
I don't know
I'm
living...
Okay. Amateur.
I'm in the zone. Jenny. I'm in the friggin' zone. Not the clap zone. I'm in the scene zone.
That's the best ever eye roll and swear under breath I've ever seen in my life.
It's okay.
Hooray!
Feels wrong not doing it as a whoa.
Okay, you can do it as a way. Let's do another take, but with the Marsh away.
I hope you enjoyed part two of the bloopers for season two of Stella Firma. We will be returning next time with a special behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the production of Stella Firma. Hot tip, it's mostly removing all of my shouting.
But they'll never get it all!
Stella Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Rudy Urroz, Stacey Falcon, Ariana, Eleanor Smith Dufresne, Ken Yuen, Bruna R. Scheuer, Ben Nothing, Sandra Ortega, Quinn, Cecil with a Cool Sword, Elf Sternberg, Aster, Sam Zisk, Jay, Ally, Hearth of the Fae, Andrew Thomas, The Octopus Gallery, Nell Woodprints, What If You Were Defenseless, Penny Valine, Spark, Adam, Clara, Ksenia Moritinova, Blood's Bane, Sarah Ellert, Ari Gonzalez, Jake Samuels, Jack Beckwith, Micah Cartwright, Luke, John Earl, Elaine Leo, Angel K, Kay McQueen, Daria Choch, Liz Wooten, Elizabeth Wynne, September Brogan, Kendall Holland, Tom Lackow, Landon Cade, Claire C, Alexa West, Andrea R. Larson, Angel Delamore, Ray Thomas, T, and Caitlin. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.